The U.S. says it won't support Israel taking direct offensive action against Iran, and world leaders are echoing U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who said yesterday that the Middle East was on the brink.
The people of the region are confronting a real danger of a devastating full-scale conflict. Now is the time to defuse and de-escalate. Now is the time for maximum restraint.
Well, here now, security analyst Jim Walsh of the MIT Security Studies Program joins us in the studio. And Jim, we were just hearing what many analysts are saying, that this was designed to show a new red line, you know, from Iran. But we also heard on the show today how people in the region were terrified. We watched it on CNN. You were nodding, the drones in the air and the missiles coming in and out. As they get, for hours, it was terrifying. First, were you terrified?
You know, my wife will vouch for this. It hit me pretty hard, but I was sort of numb and depressed. You know, not full-fledged depressed, but low energy, sad. You know, I've been working on this region for two decades, trying to avoid a broader war. I'm afraid we're nudging close to that, depending on what Israel's next steps and intentions are. So I was sort of bummed, and I lost, you know, I was watching like everyone else, but I didn't bounce back till really today and get back in the saddle hard, because it was sort of a depressing thing to unfold. And I was reminded, as you probably were, Robin, of watching CNN's first broadcast war back, and that was the invasion of Iraq or invasion of Kuwait, and it seemed like here we were all over again.
The bombs falling on Baghdad. In fact, on this program, we were on the air with someone in Baghdad, and I had to tell them, I'm watching CNN, the bombs are falling on you right now. So, okay, well, so you say this, but, you know, some people are saying it seems so choreographed. And we heard from Borzu Darigari earlier in the program that he is hearing that this was all messaging that took place from Iran through Iraq. You're nodding yes, because the U.S. knew about this for days. They warned Israel. And is there any chance that this was so well planned that there was a message to Iran, okay, you're angry about that attack. You go ahead and do this because the U.S. and Jordan and Israel are intercept it, and Israel gets to say, see, we are under attack. Everybody gets something. Is that possible? What happens when they're messaging? Why did Iran tell the U.S. they're doing it?
Yeah, I think it's too strong a word to say choreographed, but there was communication and telegraphing of intentions. People had warning. It was not a surprise attack, and so they could get organized and get ready. So obviously Iran was trying to push back, reestablish some face, reestablish some deterrence. You can't just hit me all the time and I'm never going to respond, but it didn't want to trip into a major escalation. Now, that's what it looks like. I got to say, there are some missile analysts who have said over the weekends, well, geez, this 1,000 or whatever it was, missiles and drones is not a small thing.
Right, one had gone south, right. I mean, one little girl was severely injured, we should say.
Yeah, and it was larger than the U.S. military had expected. The size of the attack was larger. So I think we're in this sort of uncertain range where no one wants anything to go really, really badly, presumably, although there are other scenarios here. But there's uncertainty, and people are playing in the darkness and playing at the edges, and the unpredictable can happen. So I don't think it was choreographed, but I think people were cautious.
Yeah, and knew it was coming. Look, what happens now? I mean, everybody's waiting for that shoe to drop. But if that part of any kind of messaging wasn't worked out beforehand, you know, how to know if Iran, as it's saying, is finished, if this was just a demonstration? How to know how Netanyahu will respond to right-wingers in his cabinet?
Well, I think the driving thing here will be Israeli objectives and intentions. Remember, it was Israel who had this sort of mini escalation by hitting the diplomatic compound. They had to so they either thought Iran was going to swallow it and not respond, in which case they were incorrect and perhaps showing a little hubris there, or they expected Iran to respond and are going to use that as an opportunity to escalate. Well, the second option is awful, probably not as likely than the simple miscalculation explanation, but we'll know soon, right? If they were planning to escalate all along, then I expect that they would escalate sooner rather than later.
And again, we've been asking this question, what does that do to Gaza?
There's two views to this. One is they're wholly separate because they use different sorts of military assets. They're different types of wars. And the other is you can't fight two wars at one time. It's with one society. It's going to have to be integrated. It's going to have impacts on each other. And that's the debate that's happening in Israel right now. Can we fight two wars at the same time separately? I doubt that you can.
Well, I was actually thinking, what happens to the people of Gaza? If, in fact, the spotlight moves from them and the famine that is occurring there.
Absolutely.
Here now, security analyst Jim Walsh. Thanks as always. We'll have you back.
I look forward to it.